Boston Public Schools are in the middle of an experiment in college counseling. For the past 3 years, they've been working with the group College Advising Corps, a national nonprofit that works to increase the number of low-income students who apply to college. The program places recent college graduates in the Boston Public Schools to beef up the school's college guidance. WBUR's Fred Tice has their story.
Josier Jean-Pierre is a senior at Boston Green Academy in Brighton. He's interested in Suffolk University, UMass Lowell, and Northeastern. He always assumed he'd go to college, but affordability is an issue. His father is a mechanic. Jean-Pierre says he's gotten good advice from the College Advising Corps counselor who works with him.
To stop being lazy, because it has been a prominent factor in my life, being lazy. I figure that if I had pushed myself a little bit more, I could be getting even better grades than I do now. He's kind of like the pep rally in one person, you know, ready to be right at your beck and call, ready to back you up.
Really, Jean-Pierre is anything but lazy. He's taking AP Literature and Honors Calculus. He's in competition with another senior to become valedictorian. He works until late at night serving students at a dining hall at Boston College and does his homework when he gets home from that job. Vicky Rivera is Green Academy's Director of College and Career Counseling.
He knows that he wants to go to college. He is hardcore about going to a school where he's going to be able to be challenged and get a great education. But he also, similar to most of our kids, you know, comes from an immigrant family. Folks don't necessarily understand the process of applying to college and much less what it's going to be like once he's there.
Rivera is one of two guidance counselors at Green Academy. Katie Magyar, the program director for College Advising Corps BU, says the advisors offer an additional resource for students.
What we are able to provide is another person who can think strictly about college access as their main goal.
For the past 2 years, Green Academy has been getting help with college counseling from Rudy Luders, a recent Suffolk University graduate.
The ultimate goal is not just to make the student make sure the student go to school. We want to make sure, like, when the student go to college, they also don't come out with a lot of debt.
Luders has been advising Jean-Pierre, and Rivera says they have established a bond.
Because he's a BPS grad himself, and because he's a male, and because he's a young male of color, I think that that's made a big difference. Rudy's been an amazing addition because he's really helped us to get more students thinking about life after high school.
The difference Luders has made is something Jen Salazar, Jean-Pierre's humanities teacher for the past 2 years, has also noticed.
I kind of feel like Josue looks up to Rudy. One, because they're both like from the Boston area, right? And so they have that shared experience. But two, I think as a young Haitian man himself, and he sees Rudy, it's kind of like, I can do this too. Like, I can be successful, too.
88% of Green Academy students go on to college. Matt Holzer, the school's headmaster, says most of the students are the first in their family to do that.
I think they need to see themselves there. What does it mean to be the first generation in your family to go to college?
At Green Academy, the advisors come from Suffolk, Boston College, Tufts, and UMass. The College Advising Corps is in 24 high schools this year. About a third of the advisors this year come from Boston University. BU Vice President Lori Pohl explains that as the Boston host of the College Advising Corps, the university plays several roles.
So we provide space, we help to fundraise. The advisors and the director of the program are our employees, et cetera. So we actually act as their home base.
Only 3% of BU's undergraduates are non-Hispanic blacks. That low number is one reason the university has come under criticism from the Boston City Council. But Pohl says BU wants to improve on that record, and it sees its sponsorship of the College Advising Corps as one way to do that.
So we've had a longstanding commitment to enroll more Boston Public School students. This program in particular allows us to get back into the pipeline.
Pohl says BU hopes to get more of the Boston Public School students it is mentoring, but she says the university also hopes to encourage them to apply to college, period. Next year, when advisors are planned for all 32 Boston Public High Schools, Pohl says BU hopes the majority will be BU alums. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.